You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go. Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? I'm back and I'm ready to jam with y'all today on a topic that is going to be maybe a little bit controversial, maybe a little bit gonna rub some people the wrong way. I know that not everyone is going to agree with what I'm gonna talk about today, but that's okay because I like to be a little bit different sometimes. I kind of like to go on a different path than a lot of people, but because that's just how my brain works. I just got one of them brains that just thinks a little bit different than most people. But you know what that brain also does? It builds big businesses, it changes people's lives, and it loves just being a help to people. So that's why we're here today. We are here to help some people, and maybe this podcast episode will change your perspective on this topic. So my inspiration for today's episode actually came from me seeing two different people post pretty much the same exact post on my Facebook today. Two friends posted pretty much the same thing, and it really made me think, no, just no, absolutely not. Okay, that post said, it's okay to move in silence. Not everyone needs to know what your plans are or what you're doing. Something along those lines. Basically saying that, like, you got to keep your mouth shut. Don't tell people what you're doing. Just move in silence and don't let anyone know, like, what your goals and dreams and plans are. Just do it, like, behind the scenes. Like, just be back and doing it undercover, basically. That's what the gist of it is. And I'm sure you guys have probably seen that same meme or quote, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure you guys have seen that same thing. I'm sure you guys have probably heard it in the Lil Wayne song, how he talks about gangsters move in silence. And you've heard it probably so many times. My mom used to tell me this. She used to tell me not to tell people what I was doing because people pray against you and people will, you know, wish bad luck on you and things like that. And so I've operated like that for a long time. I've operated being that person who didn't tell people what my goals were, who would keep things locked in and, you know, just into myself. And guess what that did? All that made me do was be a chronic quitter. It just made me be habitual about quitting on things and not following through. My follow through game sucks so bad because I'm so used to just quitting, because if no one knows what you're doing, hey, it's okay to quit. It's not like anybody's going to say anything about it because nobody knew what you were doing in the first place. And that's kind of just how I've operated for a really long time. I've been that person who would come up with an idea, would get a plan together, would start dreaming all big and have all these goals for something. And then when the going got tough, when things, you know, were not all glitter and rainbows, when shit hit the fan, I would be like, oh, okay. This isn't fun anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and throw in the towel right here. I'm going to walk away from this and I'm just going to move on to the next thing, because you know what? No one knows what I'm doing anyways. No one knew that I was planning on doing this anyway, so who cares, right? And that's how I operated for a really, really, really long time, because I was just doing whatever I saw everyone else doing. I was doing what I saw people doing, other people doing, what other people told me to do, what my mom told me to do, what, you know, I saw on Instagram and Facebook, everybody saying you can't trust people. You gotta, you know, keep things to yourself. And that only caused so much self-sabotage for me. I sabotaged myself again and again and again and again because I was moving in silence. And so just recently, I have vowed that I am not going to move in silence, that I am going to shout it from the rooftops when I have a big dream, when I have a goal, when I have a plan in place, and I know that I'm about to hit the ground running for it, and I'm about to just move full steam ahead in whatever area that thing is. I want to let other people know, and there's a couple of reasons behind that. That's going to benefit not only me, but also the people who I'm sharing these goals, this vision, these dreams and plans with, because let me tell you why. Okay, so number one, when you share your goals and dreams and visions with other people, that is going to spark some positivity in them as well. So not only now are you feeling excited about what you have in store, not only are you feeling pumped about this dream, this vision that you're going after, you just opened up that door to allow them to get some of that energy that you're pouring out too. When you share with other people, hey, you guys, I'm so excited because I'm going to be, you know, reaching for this. I have this, you know, plan, I have this goal to do this, this, and this, then you are letting other people see what it is like to dream big. You are letting other people see that it is okay to make hairy, scary goals that feel unattainable, that feel unrealistic, and to go for them. You are showing other people what it looks like to be a motivator, what it looks like to be motivated to accomplish the things that you want in life. I know for myself personally, when I see any of my mentors, any of my friends in my head that I follow on Instagram that I'm inspired by, or that, you know, just give me good vibes, if I see them ever talking about something that they're working on, something that they're planning, something that they're shooting for, I get pumped up too. Right? I get excited with them and it makes me want to go, dang, if they can do that, if that's their goal, if that's their vision, if they can try to accomplish this, why can't I? Why can't I shoot for something that's bigger than what I feel is capable for me? Why can't I go after my big goals and dreams if this other person is doing it? So you're opening up that door for other people to feel that energy, feel that excitement of going after their dreams, right? You are showing them that it's okay, that it is okay to reach for the stars, right? And then two, not only are you showing that to them, you've now just created a built-in accountability system, because now you're not the only person that knows what you're doing. Other people know what you're doing, and you're going to be less likely to throw in the towel, to give up, to walk away the second it gets hard, the second it doesn't feel fun anymore, the second it doesn't feel like just that excitement is going to wear off eventually. For the most part, any goal or dream that you set that's like big and that feels unattainable, it's going to get to a point where it might not be that fun anymore. And you're at that point where you just have to keep pushing through. And if you don't have that accountability backed in, it's so much easier to just quit and give up. But when you know that other people know that you're going after this thing, you're going to push and keep going for way longer. I can't tell you how many times I would have quit on my dream with my business that I'm doing right now if I hadn't started this podcast that almost has 5,000 downloads, you guys. If 5,000 people hadn't been listening to this podcast at some point, I probably would have quit doing this a long time ago. I would have been like, oh, this is just so much work. This takes up too much time. This is not fun anymore. Whatever. I feel those things all the time, just on just different days. If I'm going through a day where I'm not in the mood to record a podcast, but I know I need to get one out there, I would just be like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to quit the podcast. Who cares? Nobody cares. If I wasn't blasting it on my Facebook, if I wasn't blasting it on my Instagram that I have a podcast, I would have quit a long time ago, right? If I didn't have my kick-ass Keto Click team that runs my ketone business with me, that does this thing with me, I would have quit on that business a long time ago, probably. When the going got tough, when things got hard, when I felt like I wasn't good enough, when I felt like I wasn't made out to do that kind of business, when I thought network marketing stinks, it's not for me, I'm not good at it, people don't want to listen to me, I'm not a good leader, when all those negative thoughts popped into my head, if I didn't have a team of people cheering for me, backing me up and wanting me to be successful, wanting to see me succeed, I would have quit. I would have stopped trying and I would have moved on to the next thing like I used to always do. If I didn't have people that knew what I was going for, I have people on my team that remind me every single day what I'm trying to accomplish. I make it a point on my team that I ask them every month what their goals are so I can hold them accountable. And I would want the same for myself. And I'm not saying you got to go post it all over your Facebook and Instagram, but if you can't find, you need to find a small group of like-minded people that you can share your goals with, that you can share your visions and your plans and your dreams with to help hold you accountable, to help remind you when you want to slow down or when you want to quit, when you want to back away, that what that vision was that you originally had in the first place. You need people. That's why God created more than two people on this earth. It's for accountability. God wants us to cohabitate together in unity, in solidarity with each other, right? We need other people. You need other people in your life. You need a cheer section, and I have the best cheer section. If you want to join my cheer section, shoot me a message on the Instagram at TheTiffanyWynn so I can get you the details on how we can work together to cheer each other on. I am always looking for new accountability partners. I am always looking for people who have big dreams and big goals like I do to hold each other accountable, to push each other, to keep each other motivated. But you got to let other people know. You got to let other people know or they're not going to know what you're shooting for. Right? You have to let other people know. And I know that there are people out there who don't have your best interest at heart. There are people out there who are probably smiling in your face and behind your back. They are wishing and praying for your downfall because they are just that kind of person. But you know what? I never focus on that. I never, ever focus on the people who I think might not be rooting for me for the right reasons, right? I never ever focus on those people because they're not worth my time or my energy. What good will it do me to spend any time focusing on the people who are not on my team, the people who are not rooting for me and cheering for me? I don't give them the time of day. I focus on the people who I know have my back. I focus on the people who I know want me to be successful, the people who I know want to see me make it to the top. And that's who I focus on. And so I don't even care about the people who might be wishing and praying for my downfall because they're not going to penetrate my energy anyways. They're not going to determine my success. If I was worried about the people who wanted me to fail, the people who wanted me to not be successful, I would be doing myself a disservice because guess what I would be doing then? I would be letting other people determine how successful I was going to be. I would be letting the people who want me to fail watch me fail. I would be giving them exactly what they wanted. I would be giving them that failure that they want to see me have. I would be handing it over to them on a silver platter if I was so worried about them that I could not even share my goals and dreams and visions with other people, right? That's what they want. They want me to think small. They want me to be small. They want me to not have big dreams. They want me to not have big goals because they don't want to see me do the things that they don't want me to do, right? They want me to be small. And I'm not going to be small. I'm going to be big. I'm going to do this big time. I have too big of goals. I have too big of dreams. I have too big of visions to let some people who might not be on my team, who might not be on my cheer section, determine if I'm going to be successful or not. And guess what else happens? So I know sometimes you're like, oh, but what if I tell other people what I'm doing and then I don't make it. I don't, you know, hit that goal. That just should be even more motivation to keep going. Now that you've told those people and you didn't accomplish it, guess what that's just going to do? That just, for me, that just gives me more fire to go even harder, you know, the next time around, because I'm like, dang, I didn't hit it. I got to hit it this time. Ain't no way I'm going to let these people see me not hit it this time. I got to keep going. I got to go even harder now. That's the way my brain works. I don't know how your brain works, but my brain works whenever I don't succeed at something. Okay, I'm not going to say don't succeed, because I don't think that there's a such thing as failure. I think there's just lessons. So if I have a lesson that tells me I didn't make it that first time, I'm going to go even harder that next round at whatever it is. So if I show up on my Instagram stories and I'm like, you guys, all right, I have this big dream for this month that I am going to help 15 people start a business and build their business to start, you know, working towards financial and time freedom. I want 15 people to join my team, 15 people to come with me. And then I don't get 15 people. Guess what? You know that next month I'm going to work even harder to get 15 people. And I'm going to tell my Instagram friends. If you follow me on Instagram at the Tiffany Nguyen, then you know on my Instagram stories, almost every single month I post my goals that first day of the month, and I let them know what I'm working for at the beginning of every month, because I want them to hold me accountable. I want them to be like, hey, Tiffany, I love getting messages that are like, hey, how's it going with this? How is this going? I love when people remember what I'm working towards, because that's that motivation and that accountability that I personally need to keep pushing. Amen. I went way over the time that I wanted this to be. But you guys know me, when I get on my soapbox, it is so hard to get me off. I hope this makes sense for you. I hope that you guys get this. I'm not saying you got to go shout it from the rooftops. You don't got to go put it on a hot air balloon. You ain't got to go rent a helicopter to fly around the world and tell people. But you do need to find a group of people that are like-minded like you, that want to be successful and that want to see you succeed. You need that in your life. You need that accountability in your life, girl. So if you ain't got it, if you ain't got a group of people who you can talk to about your goals, who can help you stay motivated on track, message me, girlfriend. We got to get you hooked up, because life is all about doing this thing together. Life is so much more fun when you do it with fun people. I think I'm pretty fun. I don't know. Maybe you don't, but I think I'm fun. So if you think I'm fun and you want to be accountability partners, message me, please. I would love that. If you love today's episode, be sure that you screenshot it and put it on your Instagram stories, your Facebook stories, your pages, all the places. That is how we get more people coming to the Mindset Mama podcast. We have almost 5,000 downloads, you guys. That blows my mind. 5,000 downloads in less than, I don't even know, has it been 3 months since this podcast has been around? Yeah, less than 3 months, peoples. And we have 5,000, almost 5,000 downloads. By the time this episode is up, we will probably have 5,000 downloads. Wowzers! I never expected that to happen, but I'm so glad that it did. And so if you love this podcast, if you love me, then please share it with your friends, because that's how we get more people finding out about this podcast. The more views, the more downloads, the more shares, all the stuff that we get, the more iTunes is going to say, hey, people actually like this girl. People actually like her and what she's talking about. We need to make sure that we tell more people about this, and they're going to put me on the popular page. They're going to put me on all the pages that make people find me easier. So let's do the thing. Let's help more people live their best life. That's what this is all about. All right, y'all. I love you so much. You're my heart, and I love you. You're amazing, and I want you to have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media, and be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again for listening to the Mindset Mama.